As many parents know, college tuition puts a growing burden on family finances. Price increases for tuition have been growing at an annual rate greater than inflation by about 3.5%. That may not sound like much, but the same trend has continued year after year for 25 years. And that does add up.
Joining me to talk about the rising cost of college is Richard Vedder. He is a professor of economics at Ohio University and author of Going Broke by Degree, Why College Costs Too Much. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
In your book, you explore the many reasons why the cost of going to college has been going up so much in recent years and why it continues to go up. Could you tell us what the main reasons are?
Sure. The first, of course, is that growing government financial aid, especially student loans, has made students relatively insensitive to the price of college. The universities can raise their tuitions a lot because the kids can get the money to pay the charges. A second factor is that universities have relatively few incentives to cut costs, but actually have quite a few incentives to increase spending and costs compared with what, say, the case would be in the private sector.
What are the incentives for colleges and universities to spend rather than cut costs?
Well, universities don't really have a bottom line, and it's hard to measure whether we're doing good or bad. So there's really relatively little discipline to make us cut our costs. And besides, the U.S. News and World Report rankings of universities tend to give emphasis to what universities spend rather than to what universities turn out in terms of the output of the students and what they're learning. So there's sort of growing tendencies for universities to try to have ever more luxurious facilities to attract students. It is an attraction, and students obviously want to go to school in style. But one might ask, from a public policy point of view, whether the government ought to be assisting in paying for these things. But in any case, this is a factor in the rising costs.
Back to your first reason for why universities are costing more. And that is that a lot of the money comes in one way or another from the government. You would suggest that states and the federal government get out of the business of providing direct funding to colleges and universities?
I think that would be an interesting step and probably a positive one. It isn't that there isn't public support for higher education. That isn't the problem. If anything, the problem is there's too much public support for higher education. The more student loans a kid can obtain, the more universities can raise their tuition. I think it might be an interesting approach to move to giving money instead of to universities to subsidize their activities, to give the money to the students as we have been, but to reduce the subsidies we give directly to the institutions, call them vouchers if you want, and then let the kid pick whatever school he or she wants to attend. That gives a little more sense of competition among the universities for the student money and puts the student a little bit more in the driver's seat as far as controlling the funding.
Why are people paying $20,000 and up to go to a school?
For most persons at the strictly individual level, it's a good deal. A typical college grad today makes almost twice as much as a typical high school graduate. So the $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or even $100,000 it costs to go to college is money relatively well spent.
Richard Vedder is professor of economics at Ohio University and author of Going Broke by Degree, Why College Costs Too Much. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.